this. A few things in relation to the commentary, firstly, in the report and the recommendation. I believe it's absolutely appropriate and would be expected that 83% of the responses to the consultation has been from existing permit holders. It takes a lot of motivation to wade through a document containing hundreds of pages, and it's a really difficult read, an extremely complex read, as we've already heard. And anyone unaffected, which is probably about 80% of the community, would be unlikely to submit to this unless it had very strong views one way or the other. The half of the 83% that Councillor Hines mentioned who thought it was fair to the wider community is of course true. There's no cost to the wider community. So, sorry, did I get that wrong?
No.
You said that half of the people who were against thought it was fair to the wider community. I'm just explaining why that would be. It's also not surprising to me that the proposed introduction of fees and the reduction of the number of permits were the most contentious aspects and feature strongly in the comments section. I do absolutely agree that we need to prioritise our residents and their visitors to ensure no social isolation occurs as a result of any proposed changes. But I don't agree that council should have to cater in residential streets for people who work in Glen Ira if it's to the detriment of our residents. Their workplace or their employer need to cater for them by providing them with required car parking or ensuring that they use public transport. Alternatively, like some residents are forced to do, they could park and walk a distance away from the restricted zones. Any commercial development should be providing the required car parking appropriate to its use. As far as those visiting Glen Ira to shop, eat or use local services, council should provide convenient public car parking for that purpose, which in the main they have done and still do and should continue to do. It is proposed that the number of permits a household can access is dependent on its access to public transport. Access to public transport is not going to change the needs of a family with driving children or reduce their need for parking. We all know that people need to travel in many different directions, and using public transport is often not possible or a viable option for them. We could certainly use examples from around the room, how many of us own a car, use it to commute, drove here tonight, how we transport our children, grandchildren, elderly parents, our grandparents to where they need to go, how we or they attend appointments or do the shopping. If we adopt this policy tonight, do we expect that families with more than three vehicles who have a crossover should have to sell up and relocate elsewhere if they're unable to reduce their car ownership within the family? Or the alternative is to park a distance away from their home. I can tell you now that if I had teenage or young adult daughters driving in my household, which a few years ago I did, I would not be wanting them to walk long distances home at night because they were unable to park nearby. I also believe any changes to the current parking arrangements should not be made retrospective. In other words, those existing residents who have had the now privilege of having permits for their vehicles and visitors should continue to do so. On the other hand, future residents can buy or rent a property knowing what the implications will be in relation to parking. Similar to Council's policy that additional vehicles over and above what is provided within a development in an area where there is restricted parking are not entitled to receive a permit, which was not made retrospective, and rightly so. I agree and will support the 76% of residents who responded to the consultation process who are against the introduction of a cost when residents need more than one permit, which is essentially penalising financially the people who already suffer the difficulties of living in areas that require permit parking simply because the street in which they live is or has become a high demand area for parking, and parking restrictions needed to be implemented at some point in time. And when we consider population growth projections, there will no doubt be restrictions to further streets as time goes by. Believe me, if people had sufficient places to park their vehicles off-street and on their property in these restricted areas, they would. Especially so when you read the report and hear how difficult it is to find a parking place in these areas now. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realise that if they could, they would. For that reason, this to me is simply an attempt at social engineering. In relation to limiting the number of visitor permits, I believe it's not only penalising but punishing residents. It is proposed to make them all single use and limit them to 100 per year. This in effect means older people, or indeed any people living in a permit zone and do not have off-street parking available, with a close family who visit regularly, will be limited to 2 visits a week each year. And that includes all visitors, be it immediate family, other relatives, friends, delivery people. Although, in the event that they don't own a car themselves, which may happen occasionally, they will have the ability to choose visitor permits instead. If not, it has the potential to socially isolate our older community, whose visitors would be more likely to be there during the day, when often the parking demand is at its peak. In relation to the group permits, which are allowed 5 times a year, for party permits, and you're allowed to have 10 permits each time, so each time 10 permits 5 times a year. So if you have weekly meals together, spend Easter, Christmas or other festive occasions together as a family, as well as celebrate birthdays together, you'll be able to do this 5 times a year. Or you could tell everyone to park streets away and walk, or just not celebrate together more than 5 times a year. It's proposed that a limited number of permits, 10, will be available for tradespeople. So I would advise residents to make sure their plumbing, their electrics, their painting and maintenance are all up to date, because you might have to wait till next year if you use those too quickly. On the upside, carers' permits will be available to those who need them. In my 17 years yesterday on council, the few complaints I have heard about the number of vehicles being parked in streets, with the exception of the streets around the Town Hall and the Caulfield Hospital, both large workplaces, have not been the streets that are going to be affected by this new policy, which everyone knows they're heavily parked out. That's why they have restrictions. The streets I've received complaints about are the streets where families with young adult children live, or streets with large numbers of villa units or other forms of high density housing, nearly all of which are in the minimal change zones, which this policy is going to have nil effect. As far as the Mikey offer, this will only benefit those already using public transport, as those who own vehicles will not be able to take it up. It's a waste of money. It would be better that we didn't provide that and we don't charge for the permits. What are our neighbouring municipalities doing? Burundara offer 3 free variable permits. Stonington offer 2 free variable permits. Monash offer 3 variable permits. Kingston offers 2 variable, 1 free, and charge $20 for the other. Bayside offer 4 free, non-variable, but charge $79 for a visitor permit. Port Phillip charge for up to 3 non-variable permits $3 a permit, and 2 of those can be variable visitor permits with an additional cost of $112 per permit instead of the $83. So it's apparent here that what's proposed for Glenara residents provides a far worse outcome than our neighbouring councils, dare I say even Port Phillip. I won't support this. I don't believe in social engineering. I'm a firm believer that when things get too hard, people do change. If suitable options are available, people's behaviour changes very naturally. Thank you. I'll ask Councillor Davey to sum up.